sexual purity is about having no sex until you're married. And there are many people in this country who actually believe in that. And Suzanne Wilkinson is one of them. And it's quite clear on when she advertises for her bed and breakfast that that is what she believes, that she holds to the biblical view.
Let me break something to you, that just because two people sleep in the same bed together doesn't actually mean that they're going to have sex.
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have sex, but there is a reality that for her that she doesn't know what they're going to do.
Then she shouldn't advertise for people coming into her home, should she, for payment?
Well, she makes it absolutely clear, Ian, absolutely clear, that they operate a Christian bed and breakfast. And you know what? There is a reality that Michael Black and John Morgan could have gone to any number of bed and breakfasts, any number of travel lodges. They were not going to have no bed for the night. All around, as in the case of Mr. and Mrs. Bull, there were numerous places where the homosexual couples could have gone. And what is happening here is the targeting and hounding out of the public space.
No. What it is, it's defending the modern day equivalent of no blacks, no dogs, no Irish.
That's absolutely disingenuous to say such a thing. This is not equivalent at all. You cannot change the colour of your skin. And it's absolute discrimination to turn people away because of the colour of their skin. Something that is completely immutable. It's unchangeable. What the Bulls and the Wilkinsons...
Are you suggesting that gay people can change their sexuality?
Oh, absolutely they can. We know that many
absolute
people can change
rubbish.
Elton John, he was married to a lady once.
Yeah.
I mean, just for starters.
that is not a good case to use, if I may say
and
so.
She's another lady that was in a same-sex relationship with Ellen, and then she's gone on to marry and have children. You know, the thing is, there is the case of Michael Davidson has been much in the news. He's been hounded out of his professional body because someone who himself has struggled with same-sex attraction and helps people who say that they struggle with same-sex attraction and want to move.
Do you know, I really thought this sort of thing, nobody actually believed this anymore. I mean, there's a guy in America.
I'm going to break it to you,
Let me break it to you, Andrea. I was born gay. I know that nothing could ever change that. And believe me, my life would have been a lot easier had I not been born gay. I didn't choose to be gay. I was born like it. And every other single gay person who's listening to this conversation would confirm that with you.
Well, I think that there are many that can actually... I can introduce you and perhaps we could do that one day. There are many people who have moved away from their homosexuality. But the question is, we're not trying to change your behaviour, Ian. Or people choose what they want
you're
to do.
You're trying to deny me the opportunity of going to a bed and breakfast that I might choose to go to on the basis of my sexuality.
Well, you've got numerous bed and breakfasts to go to. There's just Suzanne Wilkinson, she's not just denying it to you because you're gay, she's denying it to any couple, whether homosexual or heterosexual, who are not married.
Has she ever actually turned away a straight couple?
Yes. And the Bulls had too.
Mm.
So, absolutely. This is because actually, you see, the objection here is to the Christian viewpoint of sexual purity is that all sex outside of marriage, and this, to use Suzanne's word, is sinful, but contrary to God's purposes.
So actually, there are
millions of people in this country and across the world who believe that.